Welcome to the Catholic Sobriety Podcast, the go-to resource for women seeking to have a deeper understanding of the role alcohol plays in their lives, women who are looking to drink less or not at all for any reason. I am your host, Christy Walker. I'm a wife, mom, and a joy-filled Catholic, and I am the Catholic Sobriety Coach, and I am so glad you're here. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really excited to do this episode. It's one that I've been planning for quite a while, and I just kind of got it all put together last night, and I am ready to roll with it. So today's episode is self-care without booze. So contrary to popular marketing and beliefs and what people say on Instagram and everywhere else, drinking alcohol is not self-care. Let me say that again. Drinking alcohol is not self-care. It's not a way to cope with your motherhood. It's actually something that I've talked about a ton on my show, and so you can go back and listen to episodes, but it actually doesn't help with all the things that a lot of times women consume alcohol to try to alleviate. So it actually increases your anxiety and depression. It leaves you feeling kind of grumpy, not feeling well the next day. Sleep is disrupted, which accounts for the not feeling well and being grumpy. And yeah, it's just no good. And I want to help you by providing some tips on how you can do self-care without the booze. Okay, so I've been doing this for a long time. I am a woman in recovery, and I have had to figure out ways to self-care, which, I mean, sometimes as moms, as women, as Catholic women, the word self-care can feel a little selfish. But I think that the options that I'm going to be providing for you today, I have five, are going to be very doable, and they are going to just fill your cup so that you can be the wife, the mom, the daughter of God that you want to be. So I have five of those for you, and I would love to dive in. So let's get started. So the first self-care tip that I have for you that does not involve booze is to schedule in real rest. This is conscious rest. It's about making deliberate choices to prioritize your well-being. So you may be saying, look, Christy, I am a busy mom. I have like so many things going on. There is no way that I am going to have time to take a moment in my daily routine to have any kind of real rest. But this is what I would offer you. Think about the times, or take note of the times, when maybe you're doing, you know, things like scrolling, or, you know, wasting time doing things that aren't, you know, really serving you, or when you're drinking alcohol, and then fill that time with rest. And rest can look different for everyone. For some people, it can be practicing gratitude journaling, praying, meditating, calming our bodies, doing things like gardening or painting, you know, whatever it is, just so you are allowing your mind time to rest and you're able to calm your body. And that can even involve just taking, you know, short breaks throughout the day to take a real deep breath. Because honestly, we all just walk around all the time breathing so shallowly. I didn't realize this until my coach brought it up to me. And I was like, you are so right. So now I try to really take moments when I just take a breath for me. And it just calms down my nervous system. And I just feel so much better after, you know, a few deep breaths. So even if you can grab those short breaks throughout the day, that would be an amazing gift to yourself. The next thing is hobbies. Like, do you have any hobbies anymore that you love? Or maybe you had hobbies that you had, but then you stopped doing. I know for me, once I get out of the habit of doing something, it can be hard for me to get back into it. And then I look back at it longingly, like, oh, I loved doing that. I should do that again. And then I don't do it. So I would say just like think about things that you used to do that you would like to pick up again, or maybe something new. Like, this is going to sound so funny, but I started doing lacto fermenting of vegetables. Like, I love it. I watched this lady. If you want to learn more about it, she's so good, and it's really easy for like beginners. Just look up Clean Food Living, I think, on YouTube. Anyway, I got so into it. I binge watched like all her videos, and then I showed them to my husband, who was like, that's crazy. But then I bought all the things because I wanted to do it. I told my mom about it, and she watched the videos with me, and then she went and bought all the things. So now we're like these lacto fermenting queens. Like, it's so fun. Like, right now I have some carrots going, and it's really good for probiotics and all of that. Anyway, so that is a hobby that I'm doing. Like, it's very calming for me to be like chopping things up. I feel very accomplished. I love looking at my vegetables fermenting on the kitchen counter. I don't know, just, they're like my little lacto babies. I just love them. So anyway, whatever that is for you, whether it's like crocheting, flower arranging, getting outdoors, painting, playing an instrument, just do it. Just pick it up and make time for it. And that is something that you can do, you know, to fill that time that maybe you used to fill with drinking, or maybe you used to fill it with the time of not feeling well. And because you feel well, then you want to do those things more often. This leads me into exercise. I know. I'm not like a super fan of exercising. Anyone will not accuse me of being a gym rat, but I very much admire people that can get themselves to the gym and work out and do good things. That's not me, but exercise can look different for everyone. So some days my exercise is going down multiple flights of stairs, in and out of rooms, cleaning, laundry, and all of that. I mean, I can get quite a few steps in doing that. And then other days it's walking. Some days it's doing an exercise video. I just got like one of those mini trampolines to start doing rebounding. I just like to try things that trick my body into thinking that I'm not exercising when in fact I am. So, but I do know people that love exercising. They love to run. They love to be at the gym and those types of things. And that is real self-care, because even if it's not for, you know, weight loss or something like that, it really is so good. Those endorphins are so good for our whole well-being. And so that is definitely another self-care item. And then the last one is just ask for help. It's so hard. I am so bad at asking people for help. However, once I was able to change my mindset around asking for help and realize that doing so not only blesses me, but it blesses the person who is providing the help, that made me think about it in a completely different way. So, for example, several years ago, before our boys were bigger and old enough to do a lot of yard work, I decided that we were going to hire landscapers, and we were going to have them come regularly because my husband was working a lot. And on the weekends, we were spending a lot of time doing yard work and not spending time as a family. So I asked him if it would be okay if we hired landscapers. That way he didn't have to do that on the weekends. I didn't have to do it because I hate yard work. And we could spend more quality time as a family. And we did that for a very long time. But I felt kind of guilty about spending that money to do that. And then my mom said, you know, you're helping your landscapers by giving them a job, and they're helping you by, you know, making your yard look nice. And that just made me feel so much better because I realized I wasn't just being frivolous. This was something that we could afford to do, and it was benefiting our family and it was benefiting him. So yeah, asking for help is good. So if you need help with like maybe having a mother's helper come in a couple times a week, maybe hiring house cleaners, landscapers, you know, training your children to help. I'm kind of bad about this because I just want to get in and get things done. But, you know, especially since I have two 16-year-olds and a 10-year-old, they are all very capable of doing many, many things. And they do when I ask. So, yeah, and getting your kids to help. My husband is very helpful. He actually does laundry way better and more efficient than I do. But he's very helpful, but he usually does the outside. I usually do the inside, but we both help out, help each other out, which is great. We have great teamwork. So yeah, just asking for help in whatever way will benefit you and just kind of lighten your load so that you have more time. And my final tip for self-care without the booze is to make a list of your energy drainers and the things that really light you up and get excited. And then when you are, you know, asked if you would participate in this or if you could do that, you know, you can really be honest with yourself about what you have time for, what your gifts are, what drains your energy, what gives you life. And that will help you determine now and in the future what you need to say no to so you can say yes to those things that really fill your cup and help you to achieve the goals that you want to so that you can live a life you love, a life that you don't have to feel like you need to escape from by drinking alcohol. Because I promise you, alcohol is not life-giving. Alcohol is life-draining. It is stealing precious moments from you, whether you realize it or not. I ask you, I beg you to get really honest with yourself and look at your alcohol consumption and then ask yourself, is it serving me? What does alcohol bring to my life and what does it take from my life? And then look that over. And I think that you'll be, you know, you might be surprised. You might be encouraged, especially if you've decided to drink less or not at all for any reason, because you can now see on paper exactly what you've known in your heart and mind for a long time. And that might help your resolve to make that change so that you can stop the chaos, the chaos of thinking about it, of wondering when the next drink is going to come, wondering if you're going to go to a restaurant and have the opportunity to have a margarita, the chaos of feeling like you have to hide how much you are drinking or how frequently you are consuming alcohol. You can have more peace because you won't be feeling the guilt and the shame that comes along with, you know, a next day hangover when you're driving your kids to school or you need to participate in an event or go to a meeting. You know, there's a lot of ways we can beat ourselves up. So if we take away one of those things that we don't need, it just provides so much freedom. So I hope that you can hear the energy and the excitement in my voice because, you know, I just want you to experience the freedom of living a life you love. So whether that's reducing the amount of alcohol you consume, whether it's eliminating alcohol altogether, whether you are a woman in recovery and you're just still struggling with really knowing how to take care of yourself, because for so long, that was the way that you took care of yourself or dealt with emotions. There's so many other ways out there. And if you are struggling at all, I am here to help you. I am a Catholic life coach who works with women in recovery or those looking to drink less or not at all by helping to remove the obstacles that are just keeping you stuck. And I would love to help you. So if you're interested, you can find my contact information below, and there's information on my website and on my discovery call page. So love you guys, and I will see you next week. Well, that does it for this episode of the Catholic Sobriety Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I would invite you to share it with a friend who might also get value from it as well. And make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a thing. I am the Catholic Sobriety Coach, and if you would like to learn how to work with me or learn more about the coaching that I offer, visit my website, thecatholicsobrietycoach.com. Follow me on Instagram at the Catholic Sobriety Coach. I look forward to speaking to you next time. And remember, I am here for you. I am praying for you. You